World Trade Center health monitoring is not just for responders. Community members, too. An estimated 400,000 people in Lower Manhattan and part of Brooklyn were potentially exposed to toxic World Trade Center dust. Survivors are entitled to monitoring and care management. Program Director Dr. Joan Reibman.
There are differences between the survivor program and what we all know as the responder program. For the survivor program, we are secondary payers. In other words, we first have to ask for each individual's insurance to support, but whatever the insurance can't support in terms of co-pays or deductibles, we will then support through the World Trade Center program.
Roughly 13,000 survivors are being monitored right now. That means many more people might be sick and not even know there is help available. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.